Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your goodness, your blessings, Lord. I thank you for the word of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your people, Lord, and I thank you for your presence in this house. Lord, I just ask now that you would speak to us what you desire. Help us, Lord. Lord, to just receive truth in our hearts that we might live in honor and glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight I want to talk to you just about relying on God. It's going to be, I believe it's going to be simple and not long. So, but I really believe the Lord put this on my heart and something that I know is for me, but I believe it's for some of you also. And if you don't need it right now, we'll just give a little time. You will. But really and truly, if we understand the message tonight, we all need to hear this. We all need to know this truth that we're supposed to be relying on God all the time, 100% of the time. You know, it's kind of an uncomfortable feeling to be relying on somebody else, to be depending on somebody else. You know, we all like to kind of be master of our own fate and in control and, you know, be able to handle how things are going to go. It's an uncomfortable feeling to be dependent upon somebody else. But we need to always be relying on the Lord. Listen, Jesus said in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'm not going to do a long teaching right here on Matthew 5:3, but I am just going to touch on this because it just kind of gives us a foundation and a basis for this word tonight that, listen, when we come to Jesus, we come to him with nothing, or you don't come at all. You can't come on the basis of religion. You can't come on the basis of goodness. You can't come on the basis of morality. You can't come on the basis of how smart you are, anything else. We come to him poor in spirit. We come to him, listen, we come to him spiritually bankrupt. We got nothing. We come to him in total, absolute dependence upon him. We trust only in him. But I want you to understand that that's really how we're supposed to live. Trusting in the Lord always, always relying upon him. Wouldn't it be interesting and maybe in some ways more comfortable if this verse would have read, "Blessed are those who have lots of stuff. Blessed are those who have great ability. Blessed are those who have great intelligence. Blessed are the self-reliant, the independent, and the self-confident." Well, that sounds a little more like the idea, the philosophy of the day, doesn't it? But Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Can you, I mean, just, you know, just that one phrase or sentence alone, you can see how Jesus offended a lot of the religious people, a lot of the people that thought they had it all together, because here this guy comes saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That's how you get in to the kingdom of heaven, is you have to come to the place where you are absolutely and totally dependent upon him. And I'm telling you, that's how we live in the kingdom. Totally dependent upon him, relying upon him all the time. You know, in some ways, in our flesh, it makes us uncomfortable. But when we really learn to rely upon the Lord, it's the most comfortable place in the world. We just have to change the way we think, change our reactions to life. So often we do that. We just react to life instead of realizing that our God is still sovereign ruler over the whole universe. He's still mighty God. There's, listen, we respond in fear and panic and anxiety way too much of the time. I'm telling you, we're serving a God who can do absolutely anything. And to be dependent upon him is a good place to be. We really are dependent upon the Lord. We're dependent upon him for life, breath, and every good thing. We might not realize it. We might not be aware of it, but we truly are dependent upon Him for everything. Sometimes we don't really realize how much we need Him, how much we're dependent upon Him, until we find ourselves backed into a corner and we're more or less forced to rely upon God. We've exhausted all of our strength and all of our efforts, and we get to that place where we just have to rely on Him. But how much better it is to choose to rely on the Lord from the very beginning. By the way, I think that this whole struggle to be self-sufficient rather than rely on God goes all the way back to the garden. I think it's rooted in pride, and I think there's an element of that even in the sin of Adam and Eve. God tells them not to do one thing. Isn't it amazing? God gave them one rule, one thing they couldn't do. And they did it. They wanted to do it their way. They thought God was keeping something good back from them. But what if they would have just trusted God that He knew best and just relied on Him? And what if we just trusted God that He knows best and we just relied on Him? You realize how easy it would be for us to just obey the Lord if we would really trust Him, if we just relied Him. That old song, trust and obey, there's no other way. Amen. If we just learn to constantly rely on the Lord and realize that we can, then we don't have to do it our way. We don't have to make it hard. And so much of the time, it seems like in life, we try to take the bull by the horns and make it work. And so much of the time, we would have been so much better off if we would have just trusted the Lord, relied on the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Don't lean on your own understanding. Now, I'm not one of these people that thinks that as a Christian that we just throw away our brains. That's foolishness. But we need to realize that there's a way that seems right to a man. We may think we're doing the right thing, but unless we have really trusted in the Lord, we find ourselves in trouble. We end up realizing later that we've done the wrong thing. We've taken matters into our own hands when we should have relied upon the Lord. You see, when you really rely upon the Lord, you end up doing the right thing. And when you're not really relying on God, you're going to do the wrong thing. That's why it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. I like the way the NIV says that last part there, because let me tell you what happens when you trust in your own understanding and do it your way. Your paths get crooked. It's rough. But listen, when you do it God's way, when you rely on Him and you don't lean your own understanding, but instead you're trusting Him totally, completely, then this is what happens. He works it out. He makes your paths straight. Listen, that doesn't mean you're not going to have some problems. It doesn't mean you're not going to encounter great challenges, but He'll make your path straight. He's going to get you through it because you trusted in Him. Trust Him with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your paths or make your path straight. You see how foolish it is for us to not rely on Him when our wisdom falls short. I'm not going to ask you to show your hands. Don't show your hands, okay? We don't want to see your pride. But, you know, how many of us think that we're pretty wise? And the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Have you ever had, now I've heard some smart things, you know, come out of the mouth of a three-year-old once in a while, out of the mouths of babes, right? But I've heard a whole lot of foolishness come out of the mouth of a three-year-old? Haven't you? Silly things, funny things. I mean, they put that stuff on TV. Here's where I'm wanting to get with this, though. Can you imagine how some of our wisdom sounds to God? The Bible says the wisdom of a man is foolishness to God. But when he has all wisdom and he offers it to us and he makes it available to us, if we'll just rely upon him. Oh, how weak we are compared to the Almighty. But his power is made available to us if we'll rely upon him. We think we know something. He knows everything. Why wouldn't we rely upon him instead of just trusting in ourselves? Now, the Apostle Paul wrote about some of his difficulties in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Go ahead and turn there. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to read 8 through 11. And I like it that Paul went through some hard times. It makes me feel better. How about you? I mean, wouldn't you hate it if you go through all this stuff, but you read in the Bible about these people and they never had problems? In fact, it kind of makes us feel better when somebody has it worse off than us. Well, Paul did. Here's one of those times where he's talking about it, and he doesn't go into great detail, except he goes into great detail of how bad it was. He says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure." You ever just felt overwhelmed? That's where they were. So it was beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Why did this happen? This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God. And notice how he explains exactly who he's talking about. God who raises the dead. See, how can we not trust such a God who has that kind of power, who can do absolutely anything? And how often we rely on ourselves instead of relying on God. Now, there's a lot of theological issues that you could raise from this passage, but plain and simple, Paul says this happened that we might rely on God instead of ourselves. What about your situation that brings great pressure in your life, or things where maybe you feel overwhelmed, it's out of control, it's too much for you? Maybe, now don't make the leap here and start saying, "Well, God did it to me." No, he didn't. No, but you see, it happened, and God uses it that you might learn to rely upon him. And I'm just telling you that, you know, we need to understand that a lot of the time we're going through things, and let me tell you what the worst case scenario is, for real. This is the worst thing that can happen to you, that you come through it thinking that you made it through on your own. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. The worst thing that happened to you in life is think that you are tough and you can handle it all on your own. No, it's a good thing to come to the place like Paul did, where he realized this happened that we might rely upon God who raises the dead. Not on ourselves. He says that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him, we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. You know, he's totally dependent upon God, but he also acknowledges, listen, he needs the prayers of others. He's dependent upon his brothers and sisters in Christ to pray. You see, God answers prayer. He said he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. We've talked a lot about the sovereignty of God. God is a sovereign God. He does as he pleases. And this is what pleases him, faith. And when we pray, he answers prayer. And so Paul makes it clear here that God's deliverance in his life was an answer to prayer. The prayers of many. You know, I myself personally, see, I probably need this message more than anybody else here tonight. Because I'm a fix-it guy, and some of you are too. I know some of you are going to really identify with me on this, but if there's something wrong, I want to fix it right now. Doesn't matter what it is. I mean, if something's not right, well, let's fix it. I don't want stuff broke. I want it fixed. And how many of you guys have figured out that doesn't always work in your relationship with your wife? You know, if there's something wrong, let's fix it right now. And you better just leave it alone right now. And you'll give the Holy Spirit some time. But this is what I want to get at, though. Oh, if we would just learn, we can't fix everything. In fact, even the things that we think that we've got under control or that we've got down or that we can do, I'm telling you, those are the very things that we need to learn to trust and rely upon God. And one of the amazing things to me about the Apostle Paul is that he didn't try to hide his weaknesses like we do. He didn't hide his struggle here, but he talks openly about it. And I think part of our problem of being self-sufficient and self-reliant, it has to do with our pride, that we want others to think that we've got it together. But what I'm saying to you tonight is it's a good place to be when you can say to others, I'm just relying on God. Apart from him, I can't do anything. I'm just dependent upon God. The Phillips paraphrase of verse 8 says, at that time we were completely overwhelmed. The burden was more than we could bear. In fact, we told ourselves that this was the end. You ever been there? That's pretty bad, isn't it? But oh, when you come to that place and you have to rely on God. But here's the lesson. Why not always rely on him? Matthew Henry wrote, God often brings his people into great straits that they may apprehend their own insufficiency to help themselves, and they may be induced to place their trust and hope in his all-sufficiency. Our extremity is God's opportunity. God's raising the dead is proof of his almighty power. He can do this. He that can do this can do anything. He can do all things and is worthy to be trusted in all times. See, whatever we're facing, we just need to rely on the Lord who is able, who is sufficient. He's trustworthy. 2 Corinthians 4:7, Paul says, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show the all-surpassing power is from God and not us. The reason I mention that scripture is because we just need to remember we're clay vessels. And the power in our lives is from God. It's not we ourselves. It is God and God alone. And we need to remember that we can rely upon him. Now the other passage where Paul really talks about his weakness is later in the same book, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want to read 9 and 10. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, here's a word from God. My power is made perfect in weakness. Now, this isn't an isolated principle. This principle is found many places in Scripture. God chose the weak things of this world to confound the mighty. You see, and it is in our weakness that he shows off his strength. See, God doesn't need our talents. He doesn't need our strengths. Sometimes we get this all mixed up when we think the key to reaching the world is celebrities. No, it's not. That's ridiculous. The key to reaching the world is the power of the Holy Spirit working through God's people, everyday, ordinary people. I'm going to have to get off that or I'm going to start preaching. Anyway, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about all my strengths. Oh, I didn't read that right, did I? I'll boast about my weakness. When's the last time you boasted about your weaknesses? I don't remember doing that. Boast. He said, I will boast about my weaknesses. You see, here's a man who learned, remember what he said in chapter 1, he learned to rely on God. He's no longer dependent upon his strengths and his abilities and how smart he is. Now, Paul had some things going for him. I mean, this guy, at the time that he lived in, he had a lot of things going for him. He had an education and had a lot on the ball, but he learned not to rely on those things, instead just to rely on the Lord. He said, I'll boast in my weakness that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness and insults and hardship and persecution and difficulties. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You see, when you're relying on God, that's when you're really strong. Let me tell you, when you're weak, when it's just you, you're weak. When you're relying on God, that's when you're really strong. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. That's what he said. You know what? You need to say that. I'm going to make you say it right now. Well, I can't make you, can I? I'm going to try to get you to. Come on, say it with me. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. One more time. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. And why? How can that be? Because that's when the power of Christ rests on us. You see, God will not give his glory to another. But when you're weak, then his power rests on you and he gets the glory for it. But you got to be totally relying on the Lord. Such power is available to us if we rely upon him. Those who rely upon him, those who pray, those who are willing to turn things over to him. You see, that's how we practically live this out. We turn things over to him. We trust him with them. We do that in prayer. Sometimes we trust the Lord as a last resort when we've exhausted all of our resources and abilities, and you know, we say, well, we got to pray, and has it come to that? You know, it's the last resort. We got to pray. And I'm just telling you tonight, you see, yes, when you're desperate, yes, it's time to pray, it's time to rely on God. But even when you're not desperate, why not rely on the Lord and trust him? What happens when you don't trust him? Well, the paths are not straight. When you trust him from the beginning, you're relying upon him, not leaning to your own understanding, then your paths are straight. But you know, trust is something that has to be earned and deserved. And the issue we need to get once and for all in our heart and mind is that God is trustworthy. And I don't, you know, I never would have connected this verse to this message, except I just felt like the Lord gave it to me, so I'm going to give it to you. Romans 8:28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. You know, this is an amazing verse because it tells us that God is always working for our good. He's a good God, and he's working the things in our lives. He's working them together for our good. We might not be able to see it right now, but you see, we can rely on him. We're worried. You see, the problem we have with struggles and battles and problems and just life in general, where we want to be self-sufficient and handle it all on our own, the issue is that we're concerned about the outcome. And so we want to control how things go, so we're going to control the outcome. But the truth is a lot of times it doesn't turn out the way we thought it would. And we can't always control everything. Anybody ever raised a teenager? We can't always in every situation. Listen, you can do a good job and you do everything right and you can think that you're the greatest parent that ever lived, but it can still go wrong at some juncture. I'm not preaching gloom and doom. I'm saying that we got to always be relying on the Lord. And we can't ever get to the place where we think, well, I got this, God. No problem. I don't need your help. Just step aside. I got this. You are in a heap of trouble. And I'm telling you, we need to be in that place rather where we realize that He's working things out for our good. We might not be able to control how things are going to go, but guess what? He can. He can work it all together for our good. And I'm excited to be serving a God who loves me that much, who's working it all out for our good. You can trust Him. Prayer is how we turn things over to God. Prayer is what we do that makes the difference. You see, it's God that makes the difference, but it's when we pray that God moves. And what I'm saying to you is this is how you turn it over. This is how you depend upon God. You take it to Him in prayer. Everything in this world is so uncertain. There's not anything else in this world, really, that you can absolutely count on but God Himself. And when you rely upon Him, that's a sure thing. You know, a few weeks ago on Sunday morning, I told you the Lord helps those who pray, not those who help themselves. He helps those who pray. Well, this is just another way to word it. He helps those who depend upon Him. Those who are truly trusting in Him and relying upon Him. We got to learn to depend on the Lord first. Then we'll do things right. You see, when you start with prayer, then you do right. You see, the issue is that a lot of times we think, well, you can't just pray. You're supposed to do also. It's supposed to be action. And you know, it's I don't know about you, but I think it's unless God tells you not to apply for a job, you pray about getting a job and then you do something. You know, whatever you feel like God wants you to do, but I mean, unless God tells you to sit and watch TV all day, that's not usually the right thing to do to pursue a job, right? And what I'm saying to you is that yes, you're supposed to do something, but pray first. Because if you pray and you're depending upon God, you'll do the right things. But so often we go do, and then if it's not going too good, we'll slap a little prayer on it. Got it all backwards and all messed up. Oh, how we need to learn to trust in the Lord with all our heart, not lean to our own understanding, but be relying on Him in everything we do. And you start right by praying first, and then you do. Pray before you start something. Pray. How are you going to raise children? Pray. Then do. How are you going to be a good husband or wife? Pray and then do. See, don't think, oh, I got this. No, you pray and you rely on God. You depend on Him in every step of the way. How are you going to handle your finances? You're going to depend on God. You're going to pray and then you're going to do. Your business, everything you do in ministry. I'm telling you right now, see, I got a big advantage over a lot of ministers. Here it is. I can't do this by myself. I've heard some of these guys, I mean, some of them are actually humble about it because they've realized it, you know, and they acknowledge, they say, I can do this. I mean, some of them, you know, they were great speakers, great communicators before they ever became preachers. I don't have that problem. I'm just telling you, I've heard worship leaders, one of the greatest worship leaders that I know of. I remember one time he was in a conference. He was talking about leading worship, and he said, I know how to move people emotionally. I mean, he basically said he could work a congregation up into a frenzy. He can move them emotionally. He knows how to do it. But what I'm saying to you is that I'm giving you the example of ministers because, listen, if ministers have to deal with that, how much more do we have to deal with that in everyday life and the things that we do where we think that we've got it, that we can do this on our own when we should be? You see, that's so distasteful to us to hear or to think that a minister would ever think such a thing. But you see, all of us need to have that kind of humility in our life where we say, God, I need you every step. I am relying on you every step, every breath, everything that I do, I'm relying on you. Philip Yancey said, prayer is our declaration of dependence upon God. It's how we acknowledge, how we recognize how much we need him, that we can't do it on our own. Here's a statement you probably never heard before. Don't just do something. Sit there and pray. A little backwards for you, but it's right. Don't just do something. Sit there and pray. Rely on God. Trust God first. I want to share this story. A lot of health issues going around. I shared a little bit of mine in one of the services Sunday morning about how the Lord touched me. But anyway, Ben Patterson is the campus chaplain at Westmont College in California, and he tells a story about how he pastored a church, and at one point he had a ruptured disc, and so he was confined to the bed for 6 weeks. And at first, especially, he was heavily medicated, so much so that he couldn't even really read. So he laid there flat on his back, and mostly out of sheer boredom, he got the church directory and began to pray for the people. And near the end of that time, he was praying, and he says to the Lord, he says, you know, it's been wonderful these prolonged times we've spent together. It's too bad I don't have time to do this when I'm well. And he said God's answer to him was swift and blunt. Ben, you have just as much time when you're well as when you're sick. It's the same 24 hours in either case. The trouble with you is that when you're well, you think you're in charge. When you're sick, you know you're not. And you know how true it is that we all think that we can do this, we can do this. I got it. In fact, it's not just we can. We think, I got to do this, I got to do that. The first thing we got to do is pray and rely on the Lord. Trust him. Jesus said in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. Wow. What if that's really true? Apart from me, you can do nothing. You say, well, I can do lots of things. Okay. He's talking about bearing fruit. What if apart from Jesus, all of your efforts are futile? All of your efforts don't make, well, let me put it in good old Texas English, don't make a lick of difference in eternity. Nothing. Apart from him, you can do nothing. Nothing that matters. Nothing that lasts. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So here's the message tonight. Live your life relying on God every day. As you abide in him, you pray, you rely upon him. We find ourselves living that verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It says, pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. You see, when we get to a place where we're really relying on God, we do that. We just pray. Pray about everything. Pray all the time because we're relying on him. And we do away with our pride. I know that that pride and self-sufficiency and all that, you know, self, you know, being independent, all that is so prevalent in our culture. It's all around us. And you might think that people will think that you're foolish or weird or, but I'm telling you, in reality, they need to see something different about us. They don't need to see just a Christian copy of what they are. They need to see that we're truly different. And they need to see, listen, if they need to see anything in Christians right now, they need to see that we are humble. That they need to see humility in our life, that we truly are depending upon God. It's not because we think we're better than them, but we're just relying upon the Lord, trusting in the Lord. Amen. Well, stand with me and let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this reminder tonight, Lord, to rely. Oh, Lord, to trust, depend totally upon you. And I pray, Father, that if there are those here tonight who've been carrying a heavy burden, I just pray in Jesus' name it be lifted from off of their shoulders. Lord, as they just turn it over to you, that they cast their care upon you who cares for us. And Father, I just thank you for that. I thank you for freedom, Lord, for deliverance from stress and anxiety. Father, I pray for those who have been trying to do it on their own, Lord. I just pray that there just come a peace over them tonight, Lord. Lord, over their spirit, their soul, even their body, Lord, a peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just receive that. And we acknowledge to you, Lord, that we need you. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.